Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 82, Home Ec. But before we get to today's story, I want to share some news on the knitting front. My red sweater is pretty close to being done. I will be honest with you, and I haven't worked on it very much lately. And when I went yesterday to work at the local yarn store that I work at once a month, I went ahead and brought it with me. I pulled it out and tried it on. It is almost finished. I hadn't remembered it being as far along as it is, so I was pretty excited. I need to stop making the pockets, put those stitches on a stitch holder, rejoin it together so that the front and the back are all one piece, knit a few inches that way, and pick up all the stitches on the edge and around the back, and do a seed stitch for a finishing. I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully, I will be motivated to do some work on it. We'll have to wait and see. The other thing that I brought with me to work on while I was at the yarn store was, of course, my socks. I pulled out my socks from the bag, and two of the needles had come out of the work. The woman who was sitting beside me and saw this gasped. I had to reassure her it was okay. It was not that big a deal. And she was like, but you've dropped your stitches. I'm like, it's all right. I can fix this. It's not that big of a deal. And since she reacted so strongly, I thought maybe I would share with you my method of picking up stitches. Now, it's not exciting, but here it is. If you can find a smaller needle, use a smaller needle. If you can't, make do with what you've got. Pick up the stitches. Don't pay attention to which way they're facing or anything like that. Just pick up one stitch for every stitch. Now, if it starts running and goes down a few rows, that's all right. Just pick it up where you can. And once all the stitches are on the needle, then you work at fixing things. Go back around and reorient your stitches so that they're all facing the right direction. And if any of them slip down a row or two, take a crochet hook that is about the size of your needle and just bring those stitches back up to where they belong. It's not a big deal. It's easy to do. But I did find out that Nancy of Nancy's Knit Knacks has come out with a pretty cool gadget, and I bought it. It's a DP whip tube, and that stands for Double Pointed Needles Work in Progress Tube. It's actually two tubes that telescope, and there's a slit in the bottom so that your work will hang out of it and your double-pointed needles are protected. Now, Nancy, who I happen to know, she is a member of the guild that I sometimes go to, is big into sock knitting. So I'm not at all surprised that she has come up with a solution for a problem that has vexed all of us. Now, I do want to clarify one other thing, though. I know Nancy, and Nancy is a wonderful person, but she has absolutely no idea that I'm talking to you about her gadget at all. I do not take any sort of sponsorships. Any of the things that I talk about, that I tell you about, are things that I've bought, things that have been given to me by friends and family that I find cool and I think that you might be interested in hearing about. So, Nancy doesn't know that I'm talking to you about her gadget, but it's way cool. and I will put a link to her website on my webpage and in the show notes. So if you are interested in looking at any of the other gadgets that Nancy has, you can do that. Now, on to today's story. When I was a senior in high school, my father moved me from Hampton, Virginia, where I lived right on the Chesapeake Bay, to a small town in Nevada, population 800. One of the things that I had to do when I first got there was meet with the principal. And the principal sat down and decided what classes I was going to take. I wasn't quite used to that sort of interaction with the principal. Usually I decided what classes I was going to take, maybe in consultation with the school counselor. But since there was no school counselor, the principal did it. And he told me that I was going to take home ec. I was not thrilled with the idea of taking home ec. And I told him so. And he said, nope, sorry. It is a state requirement. And I rolled my eyes and said, oh, great. I took home ec. Now, I started preparing the meals for the family when I was 11 years old. I was responsible for cleaning the house also about that same time. And I started doing my own laundry pretty much when I was 10 years old. So I didn't feel that there was a whole lot that home ec could teach me. I already knew how to sew, crochet, knit, embroidery, needlepoint, rug hooking, quilting. I mean, come on. What else is there? Now, the home ec teacher, who insisted that we call her by her first name, Karen, was a very sweet lady. And she said, I don't care what you do, as long as you don't do your homework. Now, she obviously saw right through me, because when she said, I don't care what you do, I immediately thought, well, I'm going to use this hour for doing my homework and for reading, which were the two things she said I could not do. So fine. I started bringing my knitting. Now, Karen, who was extremely young, she was 22 years old, and she had moved from Minnesota, a small town in Minnesota that was on the border of Ontario, Canada, to Nevada. She didn't really move there by choice. Karen came from a very poor family, and when she wanted to go to college, she had to pay her own way. And she couldn't really pay her own way. And she was interested in teaching. So she joined this program where they would pay for her to get her education. In return, she would have to teach wherever they sent her to. So they took this young, blonde, Scandinavian-descended woman who grew up with thousands of lakes all around her and plopped her into the middle of the desert, which I think is one of the cruelest things anyone could have ever done to anyone. Now, she did grow up in a small town, but we're talking small town that were more along the lines of 20,000 people, not 800. So Karen was having a few issues adjusting anyway. And one of the things I found rather interesting about Karen is, although she grew up in that cold, wintry place, she didn't know how to knit. I taught her how to knit, and we started with some basic stuff, just scarves, rectangles, easy. And then we moved on to dishcloths because, truth be told, in Nevada, you don't really need a whole lot of sweaters. So that's how I spent home ec my senior year of high school. I want to thank you for taking time out to come by and listen to me tell a story. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you thought by coming by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, and leaving me a comment, or by sending me an email at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. Now, I put all this information as far as my website and my email in the show notes. So if you don't like to hear it, if you actually need to see it, just check the show notes and the information will be there. Thank you again for coming by. I hope you have a great week. Take care.